RM,
go ahead.
The Bible study, and I just want to ask you again. You don't by chance know where Beth is right now, do you?
Need to look it up.
That'd be good, otherwise I'm going to just do it there. Engle.
K4RM. MRY, K4RM.
K4RM, go ahead.
Better, I'd just go there.
Roger that, I'll guess. I'll come on home.
Careful, K4RM.
N4MRY, clear.
North Carolina. N4HKX, mobile. N4HKX, KO4NUE. Patrick, you on the way home?
Yes, sir, I am.
Going along with you for a little bit.
Glad to have you.
All right, give me just a second. I'm going to switch over to the AZ. Give me just a second, okay?
Good radio, Patrick. K4OIM. I was ready to check you in on the pre-net, Patrick, but if you on your way home, I guess you will check in by RF.
I don't know if I will or not because I hit that dead spot here about the time I get to check in with my my group anyway.
Bless you group, just go ahead and check in, but in case you don't get checked in, I'll go ahead and have you on standby here by phone relay, Patrick. I'll go ahead and let you and Chad get to it. KO4HDX, K4OIM.
We'll be listening no matter what.
KX, KO4NUE.
KO4HDX here.
Sorry about that. I did a firmware update on the Yazoo today. And I forgot it wiped out all my memories when I updated the firmware. So I'll just stay on the Kenwood for a little bit. It aggravates Walt when I talk on the Kenwood, so I'm gonna stay on it as long as I can.
Talking on also.
Double team him tonight.
Believe he can handle it.
I don't call the nail on the Kenwood.
KO4NUE. Walt, I know you over there grinning like a possum, ain't you?
I'm thinking about bringing my Kenwood in here. It's stacked because it's all mowed, and I'm getting interested in trying to work some sideband on tune meter since the bands are starting to open up, and might even try to work a little tune meter CW. But K4OIM, I'll be clear, I'm still fixing to bring up Echo Link and all and get ready to call the net. So KO4HTX, KO4NUE, y'all will carry on.
So how'd the meeting go tonight?
We had a little fancy Italian place though for me.
Y'all went to Italian there in Greer.
Here off Pelham Road, and that little shopping center or eatery, whatever you want to call it there, that group of stores.
I got you. So, you know, did Bill send you a text?
Yes, sir, he did. That was a group text.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir. I'm glad he passed it. I know he was nervous about it, though.
Said he was sweating it a little bit, but I just said, man, congratulations. So he's excited, and I think it kind of wiped him out. But I told him when he got ready, we'd jump up on HF and see if we could make a contact. So, me just real excited. But other than that, so how was your day today?
Floating around, I was pretty good. We got soaking wet a couple times a day.
Didn't sleep last night. Well, I slept about 3 o'clock. Laid there till, I don't know, 3:34. And decided I'd just get up and go up to deer camp for a little while. So I got up there before daylight and just kind of watched things and see kind of what's going on with this black bear. But I didn't see him. His sign is there. He's been rubbing up against the side of the cabin, got black hair all over the place, and got a few scratches on the side of the building right there under one of the windows. But I mean, he hadn't tore anything up, turned a trash can over, but he always does that. I'm convinced he does that just to mess with me. I'll turn it up right, and then I'll come back, you know, 4 or 5 days later, and it's laying over in the ditch, or it's down the road, you know, 5 or 10 yards, and I know he does it just for me.
You ain't leaving him no food, so he's gonna throw your trash can around.
Just letting me know I'm in the area.
Ever thought about putting an electric fence around the cabin?
Well, suggested that today, an electric fence, but I don't have, all I got is battery power up there, Patrick, so that's kind of out. So I think what I'm going to do is just get me three pieces of plywood and just drive a whole bunch of nails in them and just put them over the window and door openings so he can't, if he walks in at that point, he's going to have to pay a price for it.
Hey, just rig you something up with an ignition coil, a good high-powered one, and put a metal plate there under the door when or windows. When he touches it, it lights him up.
Yeah. Give him a little high voltage. No amps.
Let him know he's there.
WA.
WA, KO4NUUE, and KO4HKX. Go ahead, Steve.
The absolute simplest way to do it, set you up a large can-type electrolytic capacitor. That'll bite him real good. A 600-volt fully charged, boom-yow, he won't come back.
That's a good idea, but what's going to happen when I forget it's there? It's going to get me.
We'll just straighten your hair.
About it, y'all know my memory's gone too, so Steve, I think you got some underlying trying to get me there.
Hey, make sure you set up a video camera.
Things in life you don't need to see. You just need to take man's word for it.
I want to throw that in there, y'all. Y'all have a good evening. Patrick, I hope you're at home, buddy. I'll catch y'all a little bit later. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Not at home. I am in Taylor's right now. I'm heading toward the house, so KO4HX, 73, Steve.
Goodness. Somebody must have been having a meeting of some sort. What kind of meeting were you at?
We were having our group meeting.
Hey, group meeting? What's that?
It's where the other Macco distributors up here in the upstate get together, and we move product around, stuff that's on back order, and just help each other out, and then have dinner on top of it.
That's pretty doggone good. All right, well, listen, I really am out of the way this with test time. All right. Y'all carry on. KN4, VWA, clear.
How was your day?
So, like I said, I went up to the cabin and checked things out a little bit. it was really wet. I got a lean-to there with a tin roof on the side of the cabin and where I got my little cooking area. And I was able to stay out there most of the morning and just kind of keep my eyes on things. But there's from time to time where the cabin is, it's in between the 12 Mile River and the 12 Mile Creek. It's kind of down in a little valley kind of thing. And when the moisture level gets just right, I've never been able to determine what causes it, but there's this little fog bank that kind of moves up the road and just kind of covers the cabin and the road, and you can't, at that point, you just can't see a whole lot. I mean, you probably see 15, 20 feet, something like that. And I just, I'm out at that point. Raccoons and squirrels and things like that, you got something that can hurt me. I just went in the cabin, shut the door, and went and laid down on the bed for a little bit, and then next thing I know, a little bit turned into about an hour and a half. So basically took a nap, and then went and checked in with my cousin for a little bit, and then came on back to the house, and been doing a firmware update on the Yaesu today. And that went really well, but it took me, probably about an hour to complete the whole thing. There's a lot to it for somebody like me. I'm sure others can do it quicker, but it took me a while. But, yeah, that was pretty much my day.
Interesting. I was going to ask you about that firmware update. I haven't done it yet on mine either.
Ready to do it, let me know, because there's some things you need to know. I'm not sure exactly what changes it made. All of it's in the document that I got. But I basically just confirmed what firmware I had and what was available and made sure that it was newer. But one thing I will tell you, do not, and I repeat, do not put a USB cable in the back of the radio with the intentions of doing an upgrade or a firmware update. Let me let this repeat or cycle. Without updating the newest version of the USB driver. So, in other words, you need to install the USB driver into the radio first, the updated one. And then update the firmware. So the firmware that you have in the computer now, in the radio now, you can plug a USB cable to it as long as you keep that firmware. But if you have intentions of upgrading to the new firmware, you cannot use the USB driver that is in the radio right now. You have to update that first, then the firmware. And please don't ask me how I know that.
Like that, I don't have to ask.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Not on the time. I don't want to run into the net. I don't have a clock in here that I can easily see.
No, I got you. It's all good. I'm watching. So KO4NUE, KO4HKX. So when you have the meeting with the other tool guys, if y'all got any shortages, do y'all kind of share at that point? You know, hey, I got extra this. If you need four of these, you can have four of that, or how does all that work?
That's exactly what we get together for, and we got some newer guys in the group. So me and one other guy are the two experienced, and we try to help them with any issues they have. But we are passing a lot of product between us that, you know, I might be short on, or and the other guys had it sitting there and can't sell it, or they bought deeper on it than I did, and I'm ended up moving more of it and they can't. Just any way we can help each other out to make the Matco team up here stronger, that's what we're after.
That's a good deal, man. I like Matco. They fit in your hand really well, and really do a nice job. When I worked there at the shop in Greer with the military, they issued us Snap-on boxes with Snap-on tools, and it was that had that old black oxide coating on the tools. And I gotta be honest with you, man, I couldn't even stand to touch the things. They just, I don't know, they just didn't feel right. And I'm just that kind of person. If it doesn't feel right in my hand, it's hard for me to use it, you know. And the Matcos have always just, I guess, been ergonomic, if that's the right word.
Exactly what you're talking about. And after turning wrenches for 20 years, almost 20 years, there's certain tools that if I got a job to do, I go for above everything else. And just because you're more comfortable with them and the way they fit your hands better, it's just something about it. It's just your go-to.
So another little interesting fact, since we're trying to eat up a little time here, I was talking with a good friend of mine the other night on the net, like after midnight or something. And I have got a drawer in my toolbox that is solely dedicated to tools that were given to me by my previous mentors. And I do not use them. They are in that drawer for, you know, that was my mentor here and that was my mentor there, and at the end of the apprenticeship or at the end of the training, you know, we'd all exchange some kind of tool. And the funny thing is when I would give them one of my tools, they didn't, you know, they didn't treat it like I treated theirs. I mean, they just first tool that went on the impact wrench, you know what I mean? But I always kept theirs and never used them, and just kept them in a drawer there for memory's sake. I know that sounds a little weird, but, you know, hey, this that way, I guess.
That is not strange at all. I've got some mentors that when they retired or passed on or moved away or whatever, you know, we separated. Same thing, and, you know, I may use some of them, but every time I pick it up, I remember the lessons they taught me.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a 15/16 impact socket from Wild Bill, and I've got a valve adjustment tool that holds a socket. But it's got a hole in the top of it, so you can stick a screwdriver through it and adjust the valve tappets on a, do an overhead on a 600-watt multi-fuel engine. And I've got a weird 90-degree wrench, half-inch on one side, 9/16 on the other, made by S&K Wayne. And screwdrivers don't fit in the category. It's, you know, screwdrivers just one of them things that nobody really wants. But a set of micrometers and a mechanical RPM gauge that you stick on the chuck of a lathe, and it counts. It doesn't spin. It counts the seconds. You have to use your watch in correlation with the counter, and after 60 seconds, that gives you your RPMs. It's pretty neat. It's a stare, and it's it reminds me of a clock, because it's precision made, and that's my pride and joy, and I use it all the time. You know, I use it in putting it just to see, keep it old and cleaned, and stick it on the chuck and make sure the thing is working properly. I've got an RPM gauge on my lathe, and it's pretty close, you know. But that's about the only one that I'll get out and use, just make sure it doesn't get gummed up, because there's so many moving parts to it. But, yeah, so nice to know I'm not the only one out there that does that.
Just something about remembering the way people that taught you how to do what you know to do now, and returning the favor.
So when I graduated high school, my mom and dad gave me a set of Craftsman molybdenum wrenches, all the way from 5/16 up to 1 inch, and I mean, they're pretty awful, really, as far as, you know, fitting in your hand. But, I mean, you know, Mom and Dad gave them to me when I graduated high school, so I keep them there. And I think I have used a couple of them a couple of times, but I got a set of K&Ds and a set of Matcos. The K&Ds are 12-point. And then the Matcos are 6-point. And, I mean, they use a hound out of them things.
They quit making a 6-point wrench.
I didn't know that. But I've got some other Matco stuff, too. But not a whole lot. It's normally just, it's either Craftsman, S&K. I like S&K's. I'm not sure if they're still in business anymore. But, yeah, so I got quite the menagerie down there.
Oh, don't feel bad. So do I. KO4HK. I've got Matco, Snap-on, Mac, Proto, Blackhawk, Craftsman, Stanley, whatever I can make it work. And sometimes it just bought what I needed to do the job.
Well, Patrick, we're about 3 minutes in, so I'm gonna say 7-3s, but you have a safe trip back. And do you want me to check you in, or you got that covered already?
Walt's gonna check me in if I can't do it on my own. I'll hit that dead spot up there in Hendersonville by the time my group checks in. But I'll be around after that when I come out the other side. So I'll be around for a little while. KO4HKX, Chad, have a good evening. I'll talk to you out on the other side of the black hole.
B, it's yours, Walt.
Chad, K4OIM, standing by, fixing calls the net. QCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Inman, South Carolina. In promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. We're located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. We have an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Little traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call K4OIM or net control. Heard. Are there any new hams out there that have never checked in to the net before, and you don't know exactly how to go about it? Now's your time to check in. Just say K4OIM or net control and throw your call sign out there, and I will be glad to walk you through. I know there's some new hams out there that have never checked in, but maybe you'll try checking in on the regular oil portion here tonight. Before I begin the regular RF check-ins or go to Echolink, I'd like to go through the pre-check-ins. That's the folks that use the pre-check-in. If you're not familiar with that, just go to the Flyers website, click on pre-check-in, enter your call sign, name, and location, and at the bottom you can have it announced over the air or not, but it'll come up on my computer when I go back and check the pre-check-in. So first on the list, I have W4SCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest, and Fred brings along his lovely bride, Miss Isla. N4IEI, and they are both in Traveler's Rest. Thank you, Fred and Isla, for checking in. Then my friend Jim, K4WTS, over in Pelzer, and KA5WLL, that's Leroy and Taylor's, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson. My friend Pat, K4OSS, OSH over in Malden, and W4MKH, that's Mr. Marshall down in Jacksonville, Florida, taking advantage of the pre-check-in, and he's been doing it pretty regular. Thank you, Marshall, for taking advantage of the pre-check-ins. Then K4XMR, that's Mr. Mayo down in Prosperity, and W4CTW, that's Tyler over in Taylor's, M4VTX, John in Greenville. I'd like to mention every one of you for taking advantage of the pre-check-in, and at this time, before we go to the RF section, we will check Echolink. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around, Walt.
There we got my good friend John, KM4RJN, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And I've got you checked down with a red check mark, John, for a little ride you. And, I see Marshall's up there, but I've already got Marshall on the pre-check-in. But Marshall, are you wanting to check in through Echolink?
For MKH. Yeah, I guess you can. I don't know if there's any reason to check in both places. I usually pre-check in and just sit over here and listen. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Walt. Thanks for calling the net.
Marshall, there's no need in checking in through both of them, but personally, I'd prefer you to check in through Echolink if possible, where we could hear your voice. But thanks again, Marshall. with that, that is all of the echo links at this time. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, and location. Signal your intent to remain on the net for the right two portions. And I kind of messed up there. I done the pre-net check-in and the echo link before I read that part of the preamble. But I've got it all in the logbook taken care of. So, tonight, being Tuesday night, we begin with I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter, the suffix you for call begins with the letter I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Pointed out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIE. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net, and thanks for calling the net tonight. 73.
Net Control. If you will, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny. Over here in Gastonia, Gastonia, North Carolina. 73 is good net and good night.
Hello, I am. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now, I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 is for each one of you.
OIM. Walt, thank you for making us all welcome here tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Kim, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KOB. This is Duncan up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Control. Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, KO4KCL, Barrett and Clemson, negative and negative, 73 is off.
Whiskey 4, Whiskey Charlie Hotel, Jerry, and I'm in the mobile, and I'm on Highway 11 between West Union and Salem, and I will be losing you in just a little bit for quite a ways, and just check me in, and I will be negative and negative at 74WCH, Jerry in the mobile, over.
Check in, Joe. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta. In Greer, I will be in and out this evening. Over.
Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Yankee Romeo, Lamar and the mobile from Athens, Georgia. 73, Servo 1 and 6. No comment, no tracker.
Come back with the prefix on the suffix on your call again. I got KO4. Oscar, and that was as far as I got.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Oscar Yankee. Copy.
Didn't get the two last letters. You got some white noise on your signal there.
The power just a little bit. We'll try it again. Kilo, Oscar 4, Oscar Yankee Romeo. KO4OYR.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. This list for right now. First up was KG4JIA. That was Dennis over in Gaston County. And then a KO4ISG. That is another Dennis in Gaffney. Good signal coming in to the repeater from Gaffney, Dennis. And then KK4 JFO. That was James in Tuxedo. You got a good signal also tonight, James. And thank you for being a regular. And then KK4JBQ. That's my good friend and everybody's good friend. That's Mr. Larry over in Greer. And Larry, thank you for sticking around and helping me out during the round table with all the information you've got on antennas. And Larry brings along his pretty bride, Miss Donna KC4MFK, and they make their home over in Greer. And then KO4JKB, that's Mr. Duncan up in Nashville. Thank you for checking in, Duncan. And KO4KCH, and I didn't get your name. You were over in Clemson. Could you come back with your name?
Correction, call sign. KO4KCL, Lima. My name is Barrett.
CL wrote down, Barry. I don't know why I said KCH. Thank you for coming back and clarifying that, though. And then W4WCH, that's Jerry. He's down in West Union, Mobile. And you had a decent signal coming in for a Mobile, Jerry. Then we got KK4JD, that's Joe over in Greer, and then KO4OYR, that's Mr. Lamar down in Georgia. You up the power, and that helped out a lot, Lamar. Appreciate you to check in. And I believe checked in with me. We have this net every night at 9 o'clock, a different net control station each night. And we'd all be glad if you continue to check in. Really appreciate it. Anybody else, India through Lima, I through L, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. I just left Army. KI4LZI Mobile. And pigs, no traffic, no round tape.
It's Mr. Andy, KI4LZI Mobile tonight. Andy, thank you for taking the time to check in with us. Even Mobile. I don't know if it's raining where you at, but it is raining up here in Inman, so be safe out there on the road in the rain tonight, Andy. Anybody else, one last call, India through Lima, please call K4OIM or net control.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Hey, mobiling around in Candler in the light sprinkling rain. We'll just be in and out tonight. Thanks.
Hey, KC4EZN up in Candler, mobiling around in the rain. Be like I told Andy, Harry, be careful out there mobiling around in the rain. And it don't matter if you're out of turn, just so you check in. Appreciate you taking the time to check in, Harry. All right, we're going to move it up now to the M through P, Mike through Papa. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Hello, I am. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Mac Western Greenville County. Be native and native, 73 you and all the net.
Hello, I am. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73U Walt and all the net. I will be negative and negative.
4OIM. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, and well, I'll be in for the round table tonight.
I am Ken, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative, Walt, but we'll be listening to the net.
We're going to have a good group here tonight. First up, we got KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena over in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena, you scared me last night. I was sitting here waiting on everybody to check in. And when it come to Mike True Papa, I always wait on you. And it never happened, and I hadn't heard Rick check the family in. And then when it went to A through Z, I was proud to hear you check in. Because if I don't hear somebody check in that I know that's a regular, I start to get worried about them and wondering what the problem is. But thanks for checking you and the family in tonight, Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they're all over in Piedmont. Again, Miss Lorena, thanks for checking in. Then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt. He is our Thursday night net control station. And Matt is over in southern Greenville County. And I know Matt would appreciate y'all checking in with him on Thursday night. And then we got KO4NNH as Mr. Fred, another regular. He's mobile over in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in, Fred. And then KO4NUE, that is my good buddy Chad up in Campobello. And he brings along his lovely wife, Miss Donna, KO4RYP. And they up in Campobello, and I got you down for round table, Chad. And then we got W2MJB. That is our Sunday night net control station. That's Mr. Mark over in Simpsonville. And he brings along his lovely bride, Miss Wendy, KM4HTP. And she is an alternate Monday night net control station. And we all love to hear Miss Wendy call the net. She has such a beautiful voice. Mark, thank you for bringing you and Miss Wendy in tonight. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, M through B, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MAG. That's Melvin up here in Hendersonville. And also please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. My wife Pam Walt, thanks for calling the net, 73.
That one tonight, Mike. I took that on a separate, on a scratch pad. I wrote the names and the call signs of the people that I get confused with. I never mess up Pam's here lately because that one is easy. But first we got W4WHE. Nope, I messed it up right there. W4MHE, that's Mr. Mike up in Hendersonville. And he brings along his beautiful bride, Pam, KC4PAM. Thank you, Mike. And tell Miss Pam we said hello. And appreciate you checking yourself and Miss Pam in, Mike. Thank you. One last call, Mike, through Papa. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Recheck.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Walt, this is W4MHE in Harrisonville. My name is Melvin, but you can call me Mike if you want to.
I did mess it up. I got it, Melvin. I got it. I'm just going to write that M-E-L for mail down. I use shorthand in all this trying to keep the log because, I can't ride as fast as I used to, and I doggone, after that stroke, I can't use the keyboard no more, so just be patient with me, but I've got it straightened out here, Melvin. Sure appreciate it. All right, we're going to move on up to the next group now, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If the first letter in the prefix of your call begins, suffix of your call begins with the letters Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango. Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
OIM. Please check in. November 0, Tango Romeo. In 0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Oh, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Nobody came after you, Jim. I hadn't figured out an abbreviation for Dacusville. I was still trying to write that out here. All right, first we got up WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty down in Moore. Glad to hear you check in on sideband net tonight, Rusty. I was wondering why you hadn't checked in the last couple of nights. But glad you got checked in up with us up there on the sideband net, and then again here tonight, Rusty. Really appreciate it. And Tom, I ain't gonna miss your call up. N0TR. That's a transplant from Kansas. That's Mr. Tom down here, and him and his wife, Miss Bernice, live over in Greer. I don't know why he says Greer. They live in O'Neill. But thank you for checking in, Tom. And then KO4RAX. That was Jim in Dacusville. Yep, Jim, I got to figure out how to abbreviate Dacusville. But appreciate you taking the time to check in. Anybody else, you through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Net Control. Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. That's KO4 WTF. The name is Todd, currently mobile on I-85 between Greenville and Williamson.
Hey, 4XB, that's Tommy over in southern Greenville. Tommy, I really appreciate you checking in each and every night with the different net controller. It really means a lot to get these check-ins and keep the numbers up to keep this net active. Appreciate, we all NCSs appreciate each and every check-in to keep the numbers up, to keep the net active and keep the repeater up and on the air. And then we got KO4WTF, that was Todd, and he's mobile out there tonight. You got a good signal coming in to repeat. So with that, I'm going to get me another pen here because this is usually a good group here. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letters A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Good to hear you calling the net. This is a good net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I am. Walt, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, have a negative and negative sign.
Oh, I am. Good evening, Walt. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Ma'am. Good evening, Walt. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're at Pickens, negative and negative, and good evening to all.
Damn. Walt, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Walt. All on the net.
I am. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Right along. First we got up W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's the net manager for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. He is the one that makes sure he's got somebody here at 9 o'clock to call the net. But occasionally something happens right at the last minute that he can't get in touch with someone. Dave will step up and call the net. Dave, we appreciate all you do for the net, and thank you very much, Dave. And Dave's over in Greer. And then we got my friend Jerry in 4DJW. I hadn't heard you on much on the 2 meter during the day here lately, Jerry. Hope all's going well with you. And Jerry, he's over in Anderson. Then we got KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt. Now, Kurt, we appreciate you, too. You've become a regular yourself. Always got a good signal into the repeater. And then my good friend, Mr. Rowan, K1CJW. And Mr. Rowan is over in Pickens. He is one of the few with the one call letter. And I always get it confused with an I, but I've got the ruck, and I know the K1 and Mr. Roland as quick as I hear his voice. Thank you for checking in, Roland. Then we got KI4DOS. That's another net controls station. That's Mr. Gary over in Easley. Now, he'll be here to call the net on Wednesday night, tomorrow night. And he has the swap net, so if you want to buy, sell, or trade anything to do with ham radio equipment, be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary and clear his swap book out. He needs to get rid of some items. And Gary's over in Easley, and he brings along his sweet little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and I got to meet Miss Joy for the first time last Friday over at Mr. AK's, the Silent Key. Mr. Reese and his wife has a ham yard sale selling some of Mr. AK's equipment, and I got to meet Miss Joy over there. So it was a pleasure meeting you, Joy. Then we got KB2BYQ, that call sign that just rolls off your tongue. That's Mr. Dave, he's over in Easley. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control.